Lent is a time for us to pause and examine ourselves, a time for us to realign ourselves with who God created us to be, to realign ourselves with the truth that we were created in God's image, to realign ourselves in order to have God at our center. And throughout this Lent, specifically, we'll focus on familiar stories of people who have encountered Jesus. And through those encounters began the process of realigning themselves with God. We'll look at Nicodemus and his encounter with Jesus, the woman at the well, Lazarus. And we'll journey through these stories as we walk together through Lent, learning how we too can begin to realign ourselves, our souls, and encounter Jesus. Realign, alignment, these aren't words that I use on a daily basis. Earlier this week, I was thinking about Lent and repentance and this realignment that we're called to, and a different kind of alignment kept coming to mind: car tire alignment. And I'm guessing you're not surprised that I don't know much about cars or tire alignment. My only experience with this really came 2 years back. Adam and I had a 98 Oldsmobile, and it hit some hard times because it was 20 years old. It wasn't the smoothest ride in the world, but about 2 years exactly, it was spring of 2018, the car started shaking like crazy. We already had a rule that you didn't take the car more than an hour from the home, but it was really bad. Bad enough that we took it into the shop, and it was an old enough car that you never knew when it went in if it was going to make it out or not. And luckily, it was just the tires. Although it did die for good a few months later when we decided to drive it to Chicago, but that really is on us. But this week, that reminder of our old car and that tire alignment, it kept coming back to me as I was thinking about our Lenten focus to realign ourselves and our life with Christ. And so I did what any reasonable person would do when they're curious about a subject that they don't know about, and I Googled it. I felt like the Bridgestone tire website was preaching to me. Y'all, let me tell you their definition of tire alignment. Alignment refers to an adjustment of a vehicle's suspension, insert Google vehicle suspension, the system that connects a vehicle to its wheels. Back to the definition. It's not an adjustment of the tires or the wheels themselves, but rather the key to proper alignment is adjusting the angles of the tires, which affects how they make contact with the road. And so a tire alignment, it isn't about the big obvious things being adjusted, like the tire, but rather about something as small as the technical angle that the tire is pointed in to ensure that it's making proper contact with the road. How often do we feel like our relationship with God is broken or is off or isn't what it should be? And we're convinced it's something huge and big and unfixable and that our car is never going to make it out of the shop again. And yet perhaps all that's needed sometimes is a simple angle adjustment. Something that can help us have a better, more consistent contact with the road. Something that can help us have better, more consistent contact with God. And that's why some people choose to fast during Lent, whether it's from meals at certain times, social media, different phone apps, television. Because by letting go of these daily distractions, we're more able to focus on those slight technical angle adjustments that help us come in better contact with God and others. Our scripture today gives us a perfect example of this. Just a few verses before our text begins today, Jesus is baptized, God speaks, And God tells that Jesus is the Son of God so that everyone can hear. And the very next verse is the first verse of our text today, that Jesus heads off for 40 days and 40 nights of reflection and centering. Jesus is led by God into a place where he'll be able to see God reflected more clearly in his life. He knows that the time of temptation is coming. And it's in the wilderness where everything is stripped away, in prayer, in fasting, that Jesus seeks to clarify who he is and who he's going to be. At the end of those 40 days, he encounters the evil one. You can just hear it. The manipulator, the tempter. I think I can convince him that I'm of God. I think I can play this to my advantage. That's how evil operates. It tries to take what we know about God and mold it, using it for something we want instead of something that God wants. And when Jesus encounters evil, it resembles the fight that we all have going on inside of us. What does Jesus want? We can hear Satan saying to himself. He's been fasting for 40 days, and I'm sure he wants something to eat. Hey, Jesus, since you're God's son, command these stones to become bread. To which Jesus replies, I know the game you're playing. I may be God's son, and I may be hungry, but that doesn't mean that I get to do whatever I want whenever I want to do it. It's written that people don't live by bread alone, but every word spoken by God. Every word spoken by God, huh? This guy may be a little harder to control than I thought. And if I can't control him, maybe I can get rid of him. I bet I can convince him that if he would, it would be the greatest sign of God's love, making an example for himself and how God could save him. I'll get him to jump from the highest point. And if he dies, I'm rid of him. And the world will know who's really in power. Me. And so the devil stood him at the highest point of the temple. And he said to Jesus, since you're God's son, throw yourself down. For it's written, I will command my angels concerning you. And they will take you up in their hands so that you won't hit your foot on a stone. Jesus replies, I know what you're after. You're not about showing the world that I'm the Messiah. You're all about yourself. And what's worse is you're using God's word for your own purposes, not God's. It's written, don't test the Lord your God. And the devil thinks, if I can't get rid of him, then I'll use them for my own purposes. Maybe I can tempt him to join my team. And then the devil brought him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said, all of these will be yours if you bow down and worship me. You don't think I know what you're doing? I know all you want is this for yourself. And once I bow down to you, all I had would be yours anyways. Go away. For it's written, you will worship the Lord your God and serve only him. The evil one, the devil, Satan, the tempter, prince of darkness, systems of oppression, the serpent, however you understand the evil one, it tempts Jesus and it pushes on us. The Hebrew word in our scripture literally means adversary, God's adversary. And I believe that there are adversarial powers in this world that oppose the love of God. I believe that we humans are given a choice between trusting God's word of love and doubting it, between leaning on truth and veering off the path that God has for us. And I believe that Lent gives us a time to focus on how we can align ourselves more closely with God. Gives us time to truly encounter Jesus. And when we encounter Jesus, we see good being used for God's purposes. And when we encounter evil, we see good being used merely for our own selfish purposes. Encountering Jesus, it means even in the midst of temptation, we gather up the strength and the knowledge that we've learned through that intentional time with God. Through those 40 days of Jesus in the wilderness, the 40 days that we're gifted with in Lent. God knows that there will be all sorts of temptations for us out in the world. And so God offers us time. Time to get to know God so that when we're offered something good and given the opportunity to use it however we like, we use it for others. We use it for the love of creation. We use it for God's purposes instead of using it to further just ourselves, our own power, our own wisdom, our own ownership. We're being given the opportunity this Lent to encounter Jesus. Whether it means using our 40 days to give something up that's holding us back from God, or to take something on that brings us closer to God. Take time to reflect on how you're encountering God. There may be some bumps along the way, and I expect that there will be some temptation in the wilderness. I don't know exactly where God's leading me this Lent, but I look forward to finding out. Won't you join me? Let us encounter Jesus together. Amen.